I feel like I'm done with my life. I feel like I'm done with life in general, which means that I pretty much know what's gonna happen in the future. And I know that it sounds obnoxious, but I have the feeling that I saw it all, and I certainly experienced the rhythm of life, and I kind of know what has left. And in the same time, I lost interest in life, in my own life. In the same time, it interests me so much that I can't even sleep. I feel like I'm done with my life. I was
born
in a
village in Hungary,
in general, in a small village close to the Austrian-Slovenian border. So by nature, I'm a nature boy. I'm a village boy. But I always felt like that I was a city boy. I was a urban. I always had this urban kind of sentiment. So nothing seemed more natural than to gravitate toward big cities. That's why I'm here.
What has left?
A Hungarian coming from a little village, going to university, to Budapest, ended up in New York.
In life, but too much of my stupefication.
I love this word.
Too much of my surprise.
Interests me so
the last couple of years,
I can't even sleep. Started to crave for nature so badly that, ridiculous and corny as it may sound, I can almost hug a tree without any, you know, discomfort. I miss nature so much that that I've kind of like realized that realized how rich and how totally inspirational a landscape can be, and how comforting and alarming a bush, a meandering road can be. This is a surprise, and I think that this is kind of like the ultimate promise in life, that there is something waiting for me, and I think all of us. I feel like I'm done with my life.
I was born in a village in Hungary.
In general,
why here
in a small village close to the Austrian-Slovenian border?
It's interesting. And the same
by
time,
nature, what's gonna happen? I'm a nature boy. I'm a village boy.
I know it,
but
why
I
am here in this very moment with you?
I was
with
a city boy. I was a urban. I always had this urban kind of sentiment.
In the same time,
nothing seemed
I
more
don't know
the rhythm than to gravitate toward this.
And
city.
It's and it's so comforting.
A Hungarian coming from a village, going to university,
kind of like I lost this visceral,
but too much of my
fear of the stupefication
of life
in general.
Too much of my surprise.
Honestly, I don't care.
The last couple of years,
life brings me next day
to crave for nature.
And I don't care that who I am gonna meet with,
because everybody's equally
and corny as it may sound,
foreign I and familiar in the same time.
Hug a tree.
And
without any.
In the same time, you know, I'm loving comfort. Everybody. I miss I very nature, well hate so everybody much. That I've kind of like realized that realized how rich and how totally inspirational a landscape can be, and how comforting and alarming a bush, a meandering road can be. This is a surprise, and I think that this is kind of like the ultimate promise in life, that there is something waiting for me, and I think all of us.
I feel like I'm...
I have the feeling that everything comes in circles. Not one circle in one's life, in all of us' lives, but we complete in different circles and we jumping in between them.
I know it,
but and I just kind of
I am here
and got to like the image of a circle. It's so full and so empty at the same time.
In the same time, I
probably this is why there's a little memory here. I have an old family photo, and my mom is holding me. I'm really young, like little, and she's wearing a polka dot dress. And polka dot is the ultimate of life, you know, general, circle.
Much of my surprise.
And so maybe I love circles because I love that safetiness. And I don't care of that polka dot dress
is equally.
And so I love circles.
Foreign, I and familiar in the same time. Hug a tree.
And
without any.
In the same time, you know, I'm loving comfort. Everybody. I miss
I very
nature
well hate
so
everybody.
Much. That I've kind of like realized that realized how rich and how totally inspirational a landscape can be, and how comforting and alarming a bush, a meandering road can be. This is a surprise, I think that this is kind of like the ultimate promise in life, that there is something waiting for me, and I think all of us. I realize that I keep like using a term that
even if I'm not
saying it out loud, not once, but I think about this almost once, like every hour,
but we
back of in the back of my mind,
in the same time,
and we jump
it's
in
so intriguing
that it keeps
coming.
And time that I'm,
and
I got really
intrigued,
got interested in
the
image around my.
It's so full
myself,
so empty,
and see everything from.
But this is why there's a little memory here.
I have an old family photo, and my mom is holding me. I'm really young, like little, and she's wearing a polka dot dress. And polka dot
is
the
of the, is the ultimate of life, you know, circle.
Much of my surprise.
And so maybe I love circles because I love that safetyness. And I don't care of that polka dot
I am gonna meet with, dress. Is equally,
and so I love circles. Foreign and familiar in the same time.
Hug a tree.
And
without any.
In the same time, you know, I'm loving everybody. I miss
I very
nature,
well hate
so everybody.
Much.
That I've kind of like realized that. Realized how rich and how totally inspirational a landscape can be, and how comforting and alarming a bush, a meandering road can be. This is a surprise, and I think that this is kind of like the ultimate promise in life, that there is something waiting for me and I think all of us. Mert nagyon riasztó állapotban van, nagyon sokat gondolkozom róla, nagyon vágyom rá, de nincs visszaút. Legalábbis most nincsen visszaút. Egy olyan ország, amelyik elutasít mindent, ami különbözik attól, amit tulajdonképpen nem is tud definiálni, hogy micsoda. So this was all in Hungarian. This is my mother tongue. I was just talking about the idea that how strange is to not to love your country. At the moment, Hungary is very hard to like, not to mention love. The whole country is based on refusal, political, cultural, and all sorts of refusal. It's mean and rigid and pretty stiff. So in the same time, I'm always thinking about it and always thinking about to go back and have this intimate relationship with my own country. I also know that there is no way back, at least not at the moment. So it's not my country at the moment. What is my country? God knows. Surprise and I think that this is kind of like the ultimate promise in life, that there is something waiting for me and I think all of us.
I want to have a kid. I still don't have children.
As much modern as
yesterday I was walking. There was this beautiful day yesterday. One of those perfect days. Late summer.
And you're an outside roller.
It was all beautiful, orange light. And a friend of mine came to see me. They came to my and they have a 3-year-old. So we were walking and playing with her.
You know,
it always amazes me how fun it is to be with all of them. How
how it's absolutely, it was all in Hungarian,
and in the same time inspirational.
My mother tongue.
But the thing is that the interesting thing was that there were two guys,
strangers,
same age, pretty close,
not to love your
and walking her.
At the moment, Hungary is
we couldn't
very
help
to
realize that
to like,
people were staring at us as
the whole country based on refusal,
our and it was
political, cultural,
without speaking
and all sorts of refusal. It's me
discussing
rigid,
this. We started to act stiff. Like a as a
so
couple.
At the same time, I'm
it was a totally
always thinking about it, and always
in our relationship.
Go back and have this
together and individually
intimate
too.
Relationship.
We spent a good 3 hours
I
together,
also know that there is
walking
no way
in Brooklyn Heights, playing, you know,
at least nine
hide and seek. Well, not. I mean,
so it's.
But what I remember is this experiment. I barely remember her, the little one, actually. But I remember me in a role of a gay father with my partner walking our child. And we met couple of acquaintances, and you could tell in their eyes that they're trying to paste together the true picture. It was a pretty amazing experience. And then all of a sudden, my friend actually came up with this. He was the bravest. He had the stamina to say that, hey, we really are a couple now. And we were. So I had a lover yesterday for 3 hours.
I
think that we all have a certain.
I want to have a kid. I still don't have
amount of phenomenal things. But we can work with, and we gradually start losing these things. And then you have nothing to lose, that marks the end of something. Maybe not the end of life, but something.
And I have a feeling that I lost everything.
And they have a 3-year-old.
I really truly love her.
So we were walking and playing with her. And it's amazing, it always amazes me how fun it is to be with all of
it.
How absolutely
it was all in Hungarian
and in the same time inspirational.
My mother tongue.
But the thing is that the interesting thing was
that
there were two guys,
strangers,
same age, pretty close,
not to love your
and walking
country.
Her
at the moment, Hungary is
we couldn't
very
help
to
realize that
to like,
people were staring at us as
the whole country based on refusal,
child, and it was
political, cultural,
without speaking
and all
life,
sorts of refusal. It's me
discussing
and rigid,
this. We started to act
stiff.
Like a as a couple.
So at the same time, I'm
it was a totally
always thinking
new experiment
about it and always
in
thinking
our relationship.
Go back and have this
together and individually
intimate
too.
Relationship.
We spent a good 3 hours
I
together,
know that there is
walking
no
in Brooklyn Heights, playing, you know,
at least nine
hide and seek. Well, not. I mean,
so it's.
But what I remember is this experiment. I barely remember her, the little one, actually. But I remember me in a role of a gay father with my partner walking our child. And we met couple of acquaintances, and you could tell in their eyes that they're trying to paste together the true picture. It was a pretty amazing experience. And then all of a sudden, my friend actually came up with this. He was the bravest. He had the stamina to say that, hey, we really are a couple now. And we were. So I had a lover yesterday for 3 hours.
I originally wrote down the lengths of life,
I think that
which
all have
a certain seemed
I want to have
utterly interesting and important 20 minutes ago, but it doesn't interest me at all.
Phenomenal
things.
Who cares?
But we can work with, and we gradually start losing these things. And then you have nothing to lose. That marks the end.
of something. Maybe not the end of life, but something.
And I have a feeling that I lost everything.
I have a 3-year-old.
I really threw away.
So we were walking and playing with her.
You know,
always amazes me how fun it is to be with Olamide. How absolutely
it was all in Hungarian
and in the same time inspirational.
My mother tongue.
But the thing is that the interesting thing was that there are two guys,
strangers,
same age, pretty close,
not to love your
and walking
country.
Her at the moment, Hungary is we couldn't very help to realize that to people were staring love. At us as
the whole country is based on refusal,
our child, and it was
political, cultural,
without speaking
and all sorts of refusal. It's me
discussing
and rigid,
this. We started to act like a as a couple.
At the same time,
it was a totally new experiment
and always
in our relationship.
To go back and have this
together and individually
intimate
too.
Relationship.
With we spent
country,
a good 3 hours together, walking
no
in Brooklyn Heights, playing, you know,
at least
hide and seek. Well, not. I mean,
so it's.
But what I remember is this experiment. I barely remember her, the little one, actually. But I remember me in a role of a gay father with my partner walking our child. And we met couple of acquaintances, and you could tell in their eyes that they're trying to paste together the true picture. It was a pretty amazing experience. And then all of a sudden, my friend actually came up with this. He was the bravest. He had the stamina to say that, hey, we really are a couple now. And we were. So I had a lover yesterday for 3 hours.
I originally wrote down in the last couple of weeks I was asked to give an interview to an online publication, and I spent the last couple of days
totally
editing the interview,
and
that was quite
20
a
minutes ago.
Long interview.
Doesn't interest me at all.
Life, family, pretty personal, which I felt really familiar with while I was doing the interview. But I realized editing the interview that I just wanted to erase everything personal from that interview. So I did. So it's kind of interesting that how your own life becomes, in a sense, boring and in the same time kind of like absolutely intimate, and you don't feel like that anybody should know about it. Like, while in the same time you are constantly craving for attention and you constantly want to open up and tell the world who you are. So I don't know how to speak about yourself without really being totally intrigued by your life, and that's the hardest task, I believe. You live your life and you tend to be kind of like bored of it. So that was a good experience.
Is this experiment? I barely remember her the little one actually. I remember me in a role of a gay father with my partner walking our child. And we met couple of acquaintances, and you could tell in their eyes that they're trying to paste together the truth. It was a pretty amazing experience. And then all of a sudden my friend actually came up with this. He was the bravest. He had the stamina to say that, hey, we really are a couple now. And we were. So I had a lover yesterday for 3 hours.